Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about our KCII Caring Christmas efforts. KCII is gearing up for their Caring Christmas food drive, and can you explain what all goes into this? There's quite a bit.
You know, the nice thing, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. This is the 14th year of us doing the food drive, and this is my 14th time of doing the food drive because that was one of the first things I did when I started here. And the one thing that's never changed with our Caring Christmas is the food drive. We've changed different things for on-air and contests and have fun with it as well, but the food drive has been the one constant that we don't change. And so the goal of this is to collect as much food and non-perishable items, even toiletry items or monetary donations are accepted to donate to our area food pantries and food banks to help those in need throughout the holidays. Now, we collect it during November, December, and we deliver that food in January. Our goal has changed a little bit from the very first few years, but what we found is they really need help once the new year starts because they've just gone through a couple of the most busy months of the year with Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays. So we deliver our food in January to help them restock their shelves and start the year off on a little bit better note.
And one thing I really like about it is how many different food pantries benefit from this.
Yeah, it varies a little bit from year to year. We try and donate to the different communities where we have sponsors and some of our people, our sponsors of the program with us. We make sure to go to those food pantries in those areas. So every year we're probably going to, at a minimum, 6 different food pantries and sometimes upwards of, 10 different drop-off locations for us.
And along with drop-off locations, people can drop off items when they see the Big Red Radio. Is that right?
Yep. If you see the Big Red Radio out, which we will be over in November and December, when you see that out and about, you can bring us donate the items right there with us. Most of the time that we're out in those months is for the food drive and with our sponsors with us there. You can always donate them there. We'll have drop-off locations at our sponsors where you can donate food there. Anywhere you see one of our boxes for the food drive, the thing to keep in mind is the food that we collect in those communities stays in those communities. So if it's in Washington, it stays in Washington and goes to one of our food pantries. If it's in Wellman, it stays in Wellman. If it's in Sigourney, it stays in Sigourney. So Fairfield and so on. So when you make a donation to those businesses in those communities, it goes to help the people in those communities. We don't bring it back and then just take it to one place. We make sure that it gets disseminated out to all the different food pantries and benefit those in your own community.
And with this, like you said, it's not only food, but there are other items people need, day-to-day things.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I've learned over the years of doing this, having done it for so long and dealt with so many different food pantries, is that they help people in a lot of ways. It's not always just the food. So they're looking for, things like toothbrushes and toothpaste and deodorant, shampoo.
Laundry soap,
exactly. Kleenexes even, toilet paper. I mean, just some of the day-to-day necessities that, those in need might need at the time. So they're always looking for those types of items. I mean, they can't take some things. They can't take an aspirin. They can't hand out that kind of stuff. So it's just the day-to-day needs. Like I said, toothpaste and toothbrushes and deodorants and shampoo and laundry soap and things of that nature.
And it being in its 14th year here, why do you feel it's important to keep doing this?
Well, first of all, the same reasons why we started it, to give back and to help people in our own communities. That changes from year to year, and I'd like to think that if anybody that I know ever runs into that situation or has or whatever, that we're finding a way to help them. I feel it's extremely important. That's the one thing I don't ever want to change, and that's why we never have since we started it. That's why that's been the one thing that's consistent. And also one of the things that's important now to me is that after doing this for so many years, they're starting to, some of the food pantries are knowing that we're going to be coming to them and bringing food because it's grown every year. And so they, to some degree, will base what they're doing through November and December and what they're giving to people and the families during those times knowing that we're going to be coming and helping to restock some food items for them in January. So it's important because they're relying on it and starting to, it's become part of their annual planning as well, I think. So, but it all comes back to this, the main reason we started is we want to help those in our own communities and help the people that need it the most.
That's been today's Washington Page with Joe Nichols, General Manager of KCII, speaking about KCII's Caring Christmas Food Drive. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.